This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Are you at all happy for Matt Stafford? Do you care? Does this move the needle at all for you? Was this an enjoyable sports viewing experience last night?
It moved it very slightly. Just very slightly. Because I do take some glee in the haters kind of being put in their place a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's not fully there because he didn't have the 25 for 30 game for 375 yards and four touchdowns and was absolutely the number one reason. He didn't have that game. And so I can't fully appreciate what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday was he's on a better team. Arizona is a shell of what they were, you know, by week four of the season when they were humming along and all cylinders, everybody healthy and looking great. Well, no, not anymore. That team is just devastated, and I think I've said for a while now, I think their coach is wildly overrated, even more so than Sean McVay. So it was inevitable.
They started 8-1 and finished 3-6 down the stretch, yeah, which is an amazing collapse.
The DeAndre Hopkins injury really hurt him.
Yeah,
it really hurt. He used to just kind of throw, hey, Hopkins, he's down there somewhere. And it would maybe force it at times, but.
But I agree with that to an extent, but I think the teams have figured out how to stop Kyler Murray. I think they figured out how to contain him so he doesn't burn you with his legs. That guy falls down so quickly to avoid contact. It's just get in the vicinity and he's going to take a knee.
Well, look, I was actually disappointed because I wanted the Rams to lose because I want this draft pick to be as good as it could possibly be. You know, I made the comment last week, look, it's in the Lions' best interest, and I am rooting for the Rams to lose and lose quickly. But it will not be a good day for me, who defended Stafford for years vociferously on this station, that he wasn't the problem when it came to the playoffs and big games. It was the organization more than it was Stafford. Stafford had a role, but I blame the worst players and the incompetence in the GM from the GM position and the coaching more than I blame the best player arguably on the roster. Now, with that said, I'd rather be sitting here eating crow today because I want the Rams out, but I'm doing no victory laps over this.
No, and next Monday's show is going to be interesting because they got a real test. I mean, being in the playoffs is one thing, but being in the playoffs and taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Yep.
That's a whole different ballgame.
It's a banged-up Buccaneers team that might be vulnerable, in my opinion. But 248-539-9797, let's get to the calls. Perry's in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Perry.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right, Perry.
Hey, you know, when Stafford was here, I was a Stafford fan. And to be totally honest, I would be happier for Stafford today if he hadn't talked all that bull crap earlier in the season about never having an opportunity in Detroit to win big games. Because the facts are the facts. Because even including this year, you want to give them props for winning the division. The Rams were the winners of the NFC West. But really, they lost that game. And in division-clinching games, the dude is 0-3. He lost three games down the stretch here in Detroit when he had an opportunity to lock up the division. Only had to win one. Would have had a whole playoff game and wouldn't have been on the road to have those crappy performances. So, you know, granted, they won the game yesterday, but like you said, Doug, he only threw 17 passes. But now here's the thing. I don't even think he has to win the Super Bowl to be, you know, give him the credit that, you know, that he probably deserves. His Super Bowl a bust for what they gave up for him. So anything less than the Lombardi Trophy, McVay is on the hook. You know what I'm saying? And really, Kyler Murray and Kingsbury might be out of a job in Arizona next season. But I don't even think he has to win the Lombardi Trophy. Just have a good showing next week down in Tampa Bay. We understand, dude, you're going against the GOAT. So if you lose to Tom Brady, dude, there ain't no shame in that. Everybody has done it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be the reason why he loses. Don't because what
don't
we saw
don't
last
throw
night
three
Kyler
interceptions
Murray,
in the game and be yeah
exactly.
I can hear you.
Don't be what Kyler Murray was last night. Next week,
yeah, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? If you are what you were last night, next week, and you still lose, hey man, you had a good showing. We know there was some other deficiencies around, but I would be more happy for him if he hadn't said what he said earlier, because the facts are the facts, man. He had opportunities.
Hold on, Perry, for a second. I don't remember these quotes. What did he say exactly? And where did he say it?
I just want to have the opportunity to play in big games. Like, he never had an opportunity to do that here in Detroit. When he did have an opportunity to do that in
Detroit.
Well,
hold on. Did he say, I want to have the opportunity to play in big games? Or did he say, I never had the opportunity to play in big games in Detroit, so I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to play in big games in Los Angeles?
I can't remember the exact quotes, but it was alluding to the fact that he didn't have this opportunity.
Yeah, I found
it. I think he could maybe take it that way. But.
Yeah, I'm looking at these quotes. I've always wanted to play in those big games. I feel like I will excel in those situations. I want to shoot my shot.
I mean, he definitely said him. It's going to be depending on people how they took it, I guess. I mean,
I just want to play in big games, you know. I want to have the opportunities to make big plays in the fourth quarter against really good teams in big moments rather than a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday somewhere.
And some people that took it disrespect, I mean, there was the three playoff games. There are games to clinch the division, you know, things like that. And then the other people are going to say they're 1 o'clock Sunday games that no one cares about.
You could say he wants that opportunity so he can erase the bad memory of the failures he had in the past when he was with the Lions.
I think that's you're trying hard to be offended if that offends you personally, but
I can see how it can rub fans the wrong way a little bit with
that.
I guess I can too.
It doesn't rub me the wrong way, but I guess
I try to look at the totality of the whole thing. And at this point in his career, he still wants to play in big games. He's going to have an opportunity to play in big games because he knows he's going to a better team.
David's in Clinton Township and next. Hi, David.
Hey, I kind of want to disagree with what the guy just said. He has to win the Super Bowl. The Rams didn't trade Goff to us with the two first rounds and a third to win that game. Because let's face it, they win that game yesterday with Jared Goff, and they still had their first two first round picks. He has to win the Super Bowl. This team is all in based on what they paid to get Stafford, not for what he is. I think he's a good quarterback. Let's face it. There's Aaron Rodgers, there's Tom Brady, and then there's everybody else. Right? So at one point during these playoffs, he's going to have to carry this team for a half. That's what is going to make this whole deal work. And, yeah, they got to win it all because if they don't, they're in trouble because they've got nothing. Old Mother Cupboard's Hubbard's Bear.
First of all, I think there's Aaron Rodgers, there's Tom Brady, there's Patrick Mahomes, and there's everybody else.
Okay.
Secondly,
Josh Allen's playing pretty well.
Secondly, I would say if Stafford takes the Rams to Tampa and wins – I feel like a pretty big box would be checked that but they don't win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, the Rams made all these aggressive moves because they're trying to win the Super Bowl. But as far as the evaluation of Stafford being able to win, I mean, if last night wasn't good enough for you, then would Sunday be good enough?
Well, how about this? Because it's not just the Stafford move. It's all the moves they made. So let's say Stafford plays great, but Jalen Ramsey falls on his face. Is it a Stafford loss? Or, the Rams have gone all in with a few of the moves that they've made.
Yep.
They have absolutely mortgaged their future for the present. And I can see that it's kind of, you know, Super Bowl or bust with this team at this point, but there are major roadblocks in the way that they're going to have to navigate around.
Well, it's not going to be easy, of course.
No, it's not.
But I tend to agree with the caller a bit. For McVay and Les Snead, for sure, it's Super Bowl win or bust. They made all these moves over the top. They got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. So So basically, the only thing they're missing is winning the Super Bowl, and they thought the biggest piece was the quarterback. They went out and traded future assets for the quarterback. Stafford's just below that level. I mean, if he wins in Tampa, that helps him a lot, but the argument was always the team around him wasn't good enough. So he's got, I don't want to say Super Bowl or bust, but he's just underneath that. For McVay and Snead, it's absolutely Super Bowl or bust. They gave up everything for this. This is it. They got to win the Super Bowl. There's nothing less.
Are there Stafford haters out there today going, okay, I was wrong?
No.
Not one.
I mean, I'd love to hear from.
You don't think there's one?
You said a Stafford hater.
I mean, you're talking the hater. You're not, yep. Yeah. The absolute Stafford haters out there, I have a hard time thinking that they're going to give him any credit.
It takes a real man.
Someone's fishing.
It takes a real man.
It does take a real man.
Carson Anderson, 97.1. All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. You can always send us ticket texts at 248-539-9797. And when you do, there's a good chance we're going to read them on the air. So 248-539-9797, phone calls and texts, both to that number. Also, you can tweet us at DunGator971. Unnamed texter writes in, Stafford Basher here. He did good, but there's not a lot of quarterbacks that couldn't have done the same in that game. Good for him to get the monkey off his back.
That's a backhanded comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's not real the way.
No. I think the comments are fair. And if you say that most quarterbacks could have gotten that job done last night with the Rams, yes, I agree. Most could. I think we could argue Tim Boyle could have gotten the job done last night. Just the way if you just hand a ball off, they were just killing him. And Kyler Murray was self-destructing.
God, he was so bad.
He was so – I haven't seen a performance that bad in a long, long time.
And every time they cut to his coach, he looked like a deer in headlights. I mean, he had like a sweats and his eyes were all open. He was in shock. He had no idea what to do.
So Stafford had a better team, and they won a playoff game.
Yeah. Whoever said that. Put a better team around him.
I can't believe people thought that he could never win a playoff game. Like, he's just not. He's so bad. They just couldn't win one.
Well, and they were. Oh, and they were frothing too because the eight turnovers in the last 4 weeks. Everybody's wait till you see him in the playoffs. We've seen this, and it didn't happen. He was fine. Made a couple of really nice passes, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't have to throw the ball a whole lot, but made a couple of tight window passes.
Next text. The win was meaningless. At home and not stressed. Let's see what happens when he's on the road against a winning team. He does that, I'll give him credit. Well, he'll get more credit for sure if they go to Tampa and win.
Oh, good God. If they beat the Super Bowl champions, yeah, I think you get credit for that.
You can't call a home playoff win meaningless. You can't call any playoff win meaningless.
It's a playoff win.
The real number 9 will show himself. He had zero pressure on him after one possession. Oh, so he had a better team around him. 13 completions for over 200 yards. Pretty good average per completion. 2 touchdown passes. He did his part last night. That's from Jason in Oak Park. Come on, guys. He didn't win. Arizona choked and lost. A high school team could have beaten the Cards. Hashtag never Stafford.
Is a choke something that happens in a moment or something that happens throughout the entire game?
Well, it can happen over a time. Here's how Arizona would choke. If Arizona was like a 4-touchdown favorite and lost, I define a choke is when you basically don't you kind of have to be favored to choke?
Or, I think so.
Don't things have to be to your advantage to choke? If you're a 90% free throw shooter and you step to the line with the game on the line and miss them both?
This is why I ask, is it a moment thing or something that happens throughout the game? Because I think you can make the argument that the moment was just too big for Kyler Murray. He was awful. That pick six will go down in history as one of the worst plays in the history of the NFL.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. The Stafford haters will always find a way to discount him. If they win the Super Bowl, it's because of his team, per Stafford haters. Stafford could cure cancer and world hunger, and people would still hate him.
I don't think at that point. I think people would like him at that point.
248-539-9797. I'm happy for Stafford. I went back and forth on him for years, ending up thinking he was bad. I'm glad that I was wrong. Signed, Real Man.
Oh, look at that.
All caps. Now all caps.
They were all serious. Yeah.
Doug, Sunday is enough on the road against a winning team. So he's saying winning that game would be enough. I'm a Matthew Stafford hater, and I admit that I was wrong. I thought Matthew Stafford lovers would have some balanced perspective and humility. Is Stafford and one in, I don't know what is Stafford means, but I thought the Stafford lovers would have some balanced perspective and humility. Matt Stafford and won a playoff game. I was wrong. I don't know what he's trying to say there. It hurts his case because the Lions beat the Cardinals handily as well. If he can beat Tampa Bay, they'll start to ease up on him. That's from Monta in Virginia Beach.
Didn't they beat Tampa earlier this year?
The Rams did, yes.
Yeah, in a game where Stafford was incredible.
Yep.
But it wasn't a playoffs, so I guess it didn't matter. So now it matters.
Unnamed texter, enjoying listening to the Stafford haters today as they talk in circles and move the goalposts. All Stafford needs to do is prove he wasn't the problem in Detroit to apparently go out and beat incredible teams single-handedly, as if that ever happens in the game of football. He is an elite, but for all you anti-Stafford cultists, he wasn't the problem.
Wow.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Scott in Pontiac. You're next. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, I was watching your cast last night. I got to say there was a lot of really hilarious stuff coming over the text.
Oh, good.
But everybody's talking about how bad Kyler Murray sucked. But if you think about it, look what that Rams defensive line did to him. Like in their first three series, they pounded that guy. He never one time got to set his feet and throw a pass, and he just. You know, he's a young guy, and he just didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I'm a Kyler Murray fan, but he played awful last night, and his team let him down big time. That offensive line was absolutely pathetic in trying to give him any kind of protection. But he didn't do himself any favors either. I mean, he's scrambling to get outside the pocket and sees a rush coming at him, and it just takes the knee. Didn't try to throw it away. Try to turn his head down, square his shoulders, move upfield, and get a couple yards. He just gave up.
Right, but Aaron Donald and A'shaun Robinson, you know, both of those guys, like I said, those first three series, they just dominated. It was like he never had a chance. He was like a bunny in a bunch of pit bulls, man. He didn't even have a chance.
Wow, look at that.
Interesting analogy.
I mean, at one point he got chased down by Von Miller. And I remember TJ Lang saying last night on the Twitch cast or whatever we want to call it, he's like, did that just happen? Did Von Miller just catch Kyler Murray?
I thought it was Rondell Moore.
It was Rondell Moore. Even worse.
Still,
right.
Yeah,
he's faster. Moore's faster. Moore.
Yep. He's like, he caught Rondell Moore. It's embarrassing. And it kind of was embarrassing. That's just the way that the evening went for Arizona. They couldn't stop. I mean, the run plays that went right up the gut, they had no answer for. It was not a good game for Arizona.
Combination of, you know, inexperience for the coach, for Kyler Murray, and the Rams were great on defense. I mean, he got shook. It was his first playoff game. They got him off balance right away. He was behind. I mean, Kyler Murray missed open guys because he wasn't throwing the ball. Yeah. And then that pick six, I mean, you just take the sack. That's just inexperience. What are you doing? Every quarterback knows at that point he panicked. He tried to get rid of the ball for some reason.
Why didn't he take the safety? I get the reason.
But you take the safety. Of course, I know why he threw it. You didn't want to take safety, but you don't also throw it blindly underhand
throw
into
out
the
of
air. Chuck it to the ground. I don't get intentional grounding. Whatever.
All right, here we go, Gator. Should we just forget that Stafford choked games away when he was here? That's from Eric and McCall.
No.
Nope.
I don't forget that.
No.
I'll never forget
but
that.
But I also don't know how many he quote-unquote choked away.
No.
He had some bad performances. He had some bad throws. He was what he was. He was spent the majority of his time in Detroit as a top-10 quarterback in this league.
Right.
Closer to 10 than 1, but he was a top-10 quarterback in this league. He wasn't elite. Nobody argued that he was elite. But for people who say he couldn't win a big game or couldn't win a playoff game, he's done that. Now, I tended to blame the organization, the roster, the coaching, the GM, more than Matt Stafford. But it feels like it. Here we go. Here's another one. William and Auburn Hills. Wow. Congrats to Matt Stafford on winning his first game in year 13. What an accomplishment. Zach Wilson could have been the Rams quarterback last night, and the result would have been the same. Bottom line, Stafford needs to make the Super Bowl for this season to be a success.
Because the Rams are all in. Rams made big moves.
To a degree, that's true. But Stafford's already shut people up in Detroit that he couldn't win a playoff game. That he did. For the Rams season to be a success, that's a completely different measurement, right? These are two separate things.
But he hasn't shut the people up.
Oh, because, but if you take...
Because the people if you, is backhanded, if you are, man.
Well, I mean...
The next question is, Doug, is Tampa enough? Would Tampa finally be enough for the Stafford haters? On the road against the champions. In the playoffs.
Again, well, if you say just now, yes.
I know.
But they'll move the goalposts when they say things like, well, is Levante David going to play?
Yeah.
You know, Brady doesn't have Godwin.
Yeah.
Or Brown.
Who else isn't playing? I mean, it's... And nobody looks at the other team. You know, it's just... The goalposts change all the time.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.